Blog Talk Radio.
Just got used to that. I'm still getting used to that, and it's always going to take a little bit to get used to. What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, coming at you. After like a 3-week grace period, man, I've been up to some things, and it's been a long couple of weeks. Had to get some things in perspective and stuff like that. But I'm actually just getting back to good. So I can now go in and continuously keep putting up my podcast, putting them out there, letting y'all know what's going on. Hopefully I never had to go away for that long again. I don't really like those stints. But I do appreciate the stint that I did have as far as the last recording, which was on money management, which I think was very important, and I appreciate anybody who ever, you know, who checked that out with me and my cousin on there. She definitely helped me out. And I think after listening to that, I'm definitely going to take her advice and start budgeting right. I also plan on doing some other things with myself as far as, like, you know, looking for other avenues as far as pursuing better employment, better options for myself as far as money, managing my money better, just a lot of positive stuff. You never need to stay stagnant, I feel, especially for the Black community and things of that nature. So definitely appreciate that podcast that actually helped us push over 100 views for 100 listens, which I also, me and K-Now, appreciate. So I was definitely happy to finally get past that. And don't worry, y'all, I'm going to look out for y'all. We might have a little prize giveaway in the future. No, it won't come right now, but we're gonna do that, and I'm gonna post it on Facebook. Gonna make it a big thing, you know, because I appreciate the views. I know K-Down appreciates the views. I didn't think it would do what it's done so quickly. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting it to take a lot longer. So, and just 10 videos, within 10 videos, we got over 100 views. So, that's congratulations to us, but more, you know, it's a congratulations to y'all, and it's appreciation to y'all, because without y'all, it wouldn't have been possible. I appreciate y'all listening. I know sometimes we can be very funny. Sometimes we don't stick to the script, but, you know, stick to the script all the time does not always work. I think I seen the Breakfast Club interview with, I think it was Chelsea, and they was just literally shooting the shit, and it wasn't like a great interview as far as like questions wise, like what's going on and stuff like that, but shooting the shit, it was actually a pretty good interview. And she still talked about a couple of things, a couple of different topics, like what's going on in North Dakota and stuff like that, and she was able to talk about her show, and it was still productive, you know, it was still a good interview. I would watch it again. It was definitely funny on there. So it's all about how you go about it, but I'm happy. I know K-Down is ecstatic, and we're going to be doing a lot more shows. We got a lot of things coming up. Of course, we're going to have Veronica Ortega. If you didn't hear her interview, go check that out. She's now reporting in Indiana. I forget what the city is called. You're going to have to ask her. I feel bad for myself. I can't pronounce it. But she's reporting out there now. That's her new job. You can, if you're out in Indiana, you can check her out and get on the news channel. She also has her own fan page if you want to go check that out. So she's definitely doing a lot, and I can't wait to have her back on the show. We also going to have one of our good friends come on.
Mr. Lamont Williams. He's also a very active person in Chicago. He's active in the communities. He's an activist as far as he's out there. He's out there, but he's quiet, and he's just there to help the people. And so we're looking forward to getting him on the show. I'm also going to have my little cousin, Brian Bismukes, a.k.a. Alvin Gray, the mercenary, on the show. He's a wrestler who is pursuing professional wrestling. And I support him, you know what I'm saying? You don't get too many black men in wrestling, and I'm definitely happy for him. He's definitely a phenom to me. He's an energetic person. Every time I've ever seen him perform, he gave a great performance. He did stuff out of the box. You know, it wasn't just like a normal match when I watched him. Like, he always gave you a great show, and so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to talking to him. And we're gonna talk on some topics, and man, I'm just happy to be able to put the time into this, and I'm happy to be able to give them a platform where they could talk about their stuff, because I believe all, you know, of what they're doing is important. And anything that I believe is important, I'm going to touch on, you know, and try to get things going. News-wise, I want to say that I've watched a couple of sports. Not too much of a fan of football right now because I'm losing in fantasy football, which is terrible for me because I was on a 6-game winning streak, and now I'm on a 2-game losing streak, and hopefully I don't get dropped out of the playoffs. I literally have no running backs right now, just wide outs and tight ends, and it's going to be terrible, but I'm hope for the best. I hope I win this week, because if I don't, I'm gone. But other than that, I've been watching closing in on the Bears. They seem to have won the game against San Francisco. It was definitely a hard-fought victory. They definitely put some pressure on Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to get my boy Jimmy on the line to also touch on Colin Kaepernick, because I feel like I definitely need to touch on him and what's been going on with him, how he's been, you know, repping black community and stuff like that. So that's definitely something I want to touch on. And I feel like people misunderstand this, man. Don't give him enough credit sometimes, but I want to talk to my homeboy Jimmy about him because he's very, you know, patriotic. So I think it would be a good topic for us to discuss. Also in the NBA, you know, I seen that LeBron finally came to Chicago in that Cubs jersey. That's right, rep it hard, rep Chicago. You took that L, be proud of it. And then you took another L later on that night. That was probably the most funniest thing I've ever seen. Not only did you take an L in the playoffs or the World Series, you also took an L that night to the Bulls. They played a great game, and D-Wade was ready to take it to you, man. Man, it was a great game. D-Wade played hard. Jimmy Butler he contributed, but he wasn't he wasn't Jimmy Butler that night. Like, as far as scoring, they had him on lock, I will admit. LeBron definitely did his thing on him. But Rondo showed up. And like I said, once you get Wade, Rondo, and Butler playing together and functioning well, you're going to get a strong team. I think Rondo, he really got to focus on his craft. I think he's passionate like Chris Sales, who got traded from the White Sox. I think that was a bad move, but we're going to touch on that too. I'm going to see if I can get Gustavo on here, one of my old friends from high school, to, you know, talk about it because he's a passionate baseball player. Personnel, and so I'm gonna see if I can get him on here to talk about that because a lot of people felt that was a bad move by the Sox, and it's not like Chicago is not known for making bad moves as far as sports teams go, but we definitely gonna touch on that. So we got a lot of things coming up in sports. That's a good thing. I'm never mad at that.
And then, of course, we're going to talk things pertaining to Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Chicago history, Chicago, what's going on right now, and things of that nature. I recently seen a story on a guy named Kawan Ray killed by a Chicago police officer. Now, I haven't actually read up on the story, but apparently he was one of the people gunned down by the Chicago police officer who's had a issue of killing before and has had 9 complaints placed against him by civilians through the Chicago Police Department, but yeah, he's still out on the streets. So people are upset about that. People want answers for why is he still on the force? Why is he still out in the streets? They just want answers. They want to know what's going on. They want to know what's the problem. They want to know why these problems keep existing as far as black men being killed and gunned down in the streets. And, you know, it's not only black men, but that's the biggest topic I feel right now. Like, well, we really are not getting our questions answered. We really are not being talked about enough. I don't think there's enough voice put on us or put out there on us, but I know there are voices out there talking about it. Because I, you know, I have some of the people on my page that talk about it. I have, you've seen videos talking about it, but mainly on Facebook. You don't see it really promoted through other sources, and it's becoming a fad to keep police brutality in Chicago quiet. But it's not, you know, the other way around when it's the civilian that's been killed. You know, when they get hit, it's public, and oh, you know, they blame them. They must have been thugs. They must have been gang related. I was in fear for my life, type of thing going on. You know, let's check their background and see what's going on with them. Try to find something to incriminate them. I want you to know, if I ever get killed by a policeman, there's a picture on Facebook right now I know is posted that makes me look like I'm a criminal. And it was way back in my high school years I took the picture. Now, what I can do is delete that from Facebook, but you know they already got that photo on file somewhere. So they would be trying to make me look like a thug, you know what I'm saying? And anytime I've ever gotten pulled over by Chicago police for bullshit, you know, it's usually I'm identified as a thug or I'm identified as somebody that has, you know, lived in certain neighborhoods, and I'm that person that just looks familiar and look like I've done something. And this is what police have told me. It's not like I'm just saying it to say it. You know what I'm saying? When I've gotten pulled over, there's been an issue of, don't you live around here? Have I seen you before? You know, things of that nature. And I'm not a fan of that. So that's definitely important. We definitely got to address. I'm going to try to talk about that with my homeboy Lamont. And I'm going to try to have my boy Darius come on the show if I can, because I definitely want to get him on and see what he thinks about it, because I know he has a lot of good views on this stuff. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, man, and I can't wait, you know what I'm saying? And as always, you know, I appreciate the support from you guys. I appreciate the fact that you come and listen to the show, and I'm always looking for feedback. If you guys ever want to leave comments, you can leave comments on the Blog Talk Radio page. Subscribe to the page. I would greatly appreciate it. We got the Facebook going, Facebook.com/BroLivesRadio. Got the Twitter going, /BroLivesRadio. Once I get my YouTube views up, I'm going to definitely switch it to Bro Lives Radio. Right now it's a different URL, but I'm going to get that going as well. So we have more stuff coming. Me and K-Down going to definitely drop something on y'all guys tomorrow. So I want to thank y'all for joining me for this real quick just stand-in, just letting y'all know the 411 is Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, and I'm checking out.